Where did time come from? Time was never meant to be our enemy. We have turned it into one by saying things like, I'm running out of time, or time's up, which implies that human beings are trapped in the prison of time with no chance of escape, at least not until death reveals if the hope of an afterlife is true. Einstein found a way to make peace with time, however, when he said that past and future are illusions. Only the present moment exists. This is one of those brilliant moments when the world's spiritual traditions and advanced science converged. Did an enlightened sage, a prophetic poet, or a famous physicist say the following? For eternally and always, there is only now, one and the same now. The present is the only thing that has no end. The words are those of Erwin Schrödinger, who, like many quantum pioneers, drew closer to mysticism the more he understood the revolution he had helped to create. Since the mystical has fatal effects in science, what happens if we decide that Schrödinger was being completely literal? We would be left with a now familiar mismatch. Time in everyday life definitely moves from past to present to future. How can it be that time stands still? Or, even more incredible, that time was invented by the human mind? Go back in your mind to the childhood image you had of heaven. Whether you see angels playing their harps on clouds or green pastures with innocent lambs gamboling through them, every child is told that heaven is eternal. It lasts forever. To a child's mind, and the minds of many adults, eternity sounds boring and monotonous. Ultimately, it might even be frightening, as time endlessly unfolds and harp playing and lambs lose their appeal. But eternity doesn't in fact last a long, long time. Eternity is timeless. And when any religious faith promises eternal life, two things are involved. One is the absence of time's afflictions, such as growing old and dying. The second promise is much more abstract. After death, we become timeless. Literally, without time in the zone of eternity, where souls abide. But why wait for an afterlife? If time is an illusion, we should be able to step out of it whenever we want, simply by living in the present moment. Then the value of going to heaven will be achieved. Scientists don't think this way, most of them at least. But it was science that opened the door to seeing time in a new way. No one knew, for example, that time could stretch like a rubber band until Einstein pointed it out. Spiritual teachers had already told us that God's time is infinite. And now some cosmologists are saying the same thing about the multiverse. In fact, modern physics is very greedy to capture more and more time. If there is literally infinite time, then infinite universes could spring up. And if you have infinite universes, there could be a mirror image of Earth, out there, somewhere, with mirror images of all the people alive today. All of these speculations, including the religious ones, are fanciful until we know where time came from. There is no proof that the Big Bang took any time at all. That's because when you dive into the pure chaos of the Planck era, time was just another ingredient in the quantum soup, swirling around with no properties, like before and after, or cause and effect. The universe was once a timeless place. Perhaps it still is.